Please be seated.
让我们上礼拜我们的音乐感恩音乐餐会刚过。
So last Saturday we just had a Thanksgiving concert and banquet.
那礼拜天我们也有感恩的见证分享。
And last Sunday we had a testimony and sharing about Thanksgiving.
我们也看见有受浸典礼在这里有很多的见证，我们在这里被听见。
And also baptism.
许多的感恩的故事，在一片充满感恩的气氛当中，我相信我们都受到很大的激励。
So it's so festive, I believe all are very encouraged.
但是你有没有想过，或是你有没有是否想知道说，难道感恩只是吃吃喝喝、做做见证，然后拍拍手感谢主，这样就够了吗？
Have you thought about Thanksgiving? It's just about food, testimony, and clapping hands, thanking God.
到底怎么样的感恩方式才是最合神心意、最让神喜悦的呢？
In what way of thanksgiving is after God's heart pleasing to God?
我认为最好的感恩的行动乃是要活出一个感恩的生命，而不是光有嘴巴而已。
I think the best action of thanksgiving is live a life of thanksgiving. It's not just lip service.
在刚才我们所读的这段经文当中，记载了一个非常不寻常的故事。
The verse we just read recorded a very unusual story.
就是记载一个活出有感恩生命的人的事迹。
It's about a person live a life of thanksgiving.
这个人当时跟其他九位同时得了大麻风病。
He came down with leprosy with nine others.
那同时呢，都被耶稣医治了，但是却是唯一回来感恩的人。
They all healed by Jesus, but he was the only one returned to give thanks.
那在耶稣的时代，患大麻风病人可以说是相当可怜的。
So in Jesus' time, the leprosy patients were very pitiful.
他们必须被隔离，然后人人躲他，恐怕也被感染、被传，然后呢，很多的羞辱、很多的眼泪也都要默默的承受。
So they were isolated, shunned by people, suffered from shame and tears in silence.
可能连最亲近的家人亲友都不能够接近他们，就像躲瘟疫一样。
So his friends and relatives avoided them just like a plague.
所以这样的生活真是痛苦啊。
So much hurt.
所以更糟糕的是，在当时那个时代，医药不发达，这种麻风病很难痊愈，而且会传染别人。
So it's even worse. The medicine was not advanced, so it's very difficult to heal the leprosy.
所以凡接触到他的人呢，在礼仪上就不洁净了，所以他们就常常被人拒绝，被人看不起，认为这个事一定是他们做了什么错事，犯罪，遭到上帝的惩罚。
So it's contagious, so people in touch with them consider ceremonies unclean, so they were rejected despite them, and some even think they were punished by their sin.
所以他们就借这机会呢，羞辱他们。所以他们的痛苦、绝望、孤独、悲伤、眼泪都不足以描述他们心中的那样的痛苦的光景。
So they were put to shame, the hurt, despair, the loneliness, the sorrow, the tears, so indescribable.
也许他们唯一的希望就是期待神迹发生。
Their only hope is about miracle.
或许这样的一个希望就成为他们继续活下去的动力。
And such hope sustained them.
但总算我们看见天无绝人之路，竟然全部都被主医治了。
But God will always provide a way out, so all were healed.
所以这个故事呢非常不寻常，因为照理说这些人十个所有被医治，他发现得医治之后，应该所有的人非常的高兴，而且立刻回来感恩的，因为这他们的命是主帮他们救回来的。
So it's so unusual because everybody was healed by Jesus.
所以从今以后，他们就算是回来做牛做马服侍主一辈子，也都应该的。
So they should return to give thanks and serve God for the rest of their lives.
但是很奇怪的，为什么只有一位回来感恩呢
？Strangely enough, only one returned to give thanks.
好，那就算有一位，照理说耶稣应该为至少还有一个人知道感恩来感到欣慰，应该好好的夸奖他一番啊。
So even just one return, so it should be comforting to Jesus, and he should praise that particular person.
就像他过去曾经称赞那个打破这个香膏模组的这个女人，还有他称赞那个奉献两个小钱的那个小那个寡妇一样。
So just like Jesus praised the woman who broke an alabaster of perfume to anoint Jesus, or the widow offered two mites.
耶稣呢？你看，结果他没有特别为这个至少还有一位回来感恩感到温馨。反而呢，却反常的问他说：“哎，其他九个在哪里呢？”
So Jesus didn't express the heartwarming feeling except asking him, "Where are the other nine?"
我相信耶稣这样一问呢，可能把他问的莫名其妙。
So the question is like out of the left field.
要是我们被问，可能也会被问的一头雾水。
So if I were to be asked, I have no idea.
我又不是同他们一伙的，我怎么会知道他去哪里
？So how would I know where they went?
其实耶稣真正要说的，并不是去打听那九个人的下落。
The gist of Jesus' comment is not about the whereabouts of the other nine.
因为耶稣是无所不知的。
Since Jesus is omniscient,
他当然知道他们现在人在哪里。
Of course, he knew where they were.
可能有一个人在酒吧里面享乐。
Maybe one hitting a bar.
可能有一个在股票市场里面厮杀。
One was day trading.
另外一个正在报复当年羞辱他的人。
One was avenging the people who used to bully him.
另一个呢，在陶醉在爱情的漩涡里面。
One falling in love the circle of love.
还有一个啊，正在重建家园。
One busy rebuilding the homestead.
等等等等，九个。如果我在想说，耶稣那时候把这九个人的下落都说出来，哇，就像那个在井这个撒玛利亚人打井这个那个妇人的过去都说出来一样，一定会让很多人吓一跳的，不是吗
？So if Jesus disclosed the whereabouts of those nine.Just like Jesus disclosed the Samaritan woman about her past, that would cause shock and awe.
所以会引起很多的骚动很跟震撼，所以众人都会惊叹说：“哇，耶稣真是无所不知的，而且更相信他是神。”
So they will surprise the public and know he's the omniscient God.
但奇怪的，耶稣怎么不告诉，直接将他们的下落说出来，反而问说：“哎，其他九个人在哪里呢？”
Instead, Jesus asked, "Where the other nine?"
我相信有一个重要的目的
，because it's important purpose，
就是要让众人知道，原来耶稣是多么在乎那一些凡经历神恩典的人都能够向他来感恩，就是都能够有一个感恩的生命。
Jesus want people to know he cared about people experience the grace should return to give thanks to live a life of thanksgiving。
因为当耶稣说洁净了不是十个人吗？那九个人在哪里呢？
So Jesus said, "Not all ten were cleansed. Where are the other nine?"
那只有一个人回来感恩，但是你以为只有一个人感恩吗
？Only one returned gives thanks, but you think he's the only one who had the action of thanksgiving?
哎，不见得哦。
Not necessarily so.
可能其他九个人也有感恩哦。
Perhaps the other nine gave thanks.
可能有一个在酒吧里面开 party 感恩啊。
So maybe one in a bar holding a Thanksgiving party.
可能有人在家里举行家庭感恩礼拜啊。
Maybe one worshipped in their home.
可能有一个去给祭司查看之后捐了一大笔钱给教堂啊。
Maybe one donated a lot of money after declared cleansed by the priest.
我们不知道的，因为圣经没有明说。
We don't know because it's not recorded in the Bible.
所以并不是因为他们忘恩负义。
Doesn't mean they're ungrateful.
只是可能他们用自己的方法认为应当这样做就是感恩的行动。
Just because they give thanks in their own way.
而没有活出耶稣所期待的那样的一个感恩的生命。
Didn't live a life of thanksgiving that was expected from Jesus.
到底耶稣所期待的感恩的生命是什么呢
？So what was expected from Jesus?
我们应当要来学习到底神所期待的感恩的生命是怎么样，所以我们才能够来恢复的。
So we should learn and restore what was expected from Jesus.
所以，以下我们要根据我们刚才所读的那段经文，借着一位麻风病得医治的这个故事，我们来一起来思想如何来恢复一个感恩的生命。
So we should learn from this leper how to restore the life.Of giving thanks.
首先我们要勇敢的见证主，
神应
得当得的荣耀。
Boldly testify for the God. God deserves the glory.
好，让我们一起来读第十五节。
Let's read verses 15 together.
北请。
One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice.
遭遇患难并不见得全都是坏事。
So trials and tribulation not necessarily all gloom and doom.
好，你看见这十个长大麻风的。
So when we saw those 10 lepers.
当他们面对苦难的时候呢，因为同病相怜而跨越了种族隔离，成为朋友。
When they suffered the same disease, they became friends despite racial differences.
患难并没有把他们击垮，反而却巧妙地把他们紧紧团结在一起，一起寻求解决之道，共同决定我们去寻找耶稣。
So instead of defeated, they band together, searching for solution, decided to look for Jesus.
你看他们遭遇困难的时候，他们意见都是相同的，行动都是同心合意的。
So in one accord, action in unity.
可惜当他们得到医治之后，健康了啊，生活平顺了，不再团结了，意见就不同了。
So it's a pity when they were healed, life became better. They're no longer together.
可能这十位当中另外九位，他们有不同的看法。
So nine of the ten had different perspective.
他们认为现阶段有更重要的事应当去做。
Now had different priority.
对，反正来自方长啊，要感恩多的是机会。
So there are many opportunities in the future to give thanks.
况且神是无所不能的，无所不知的，他也知道我们在家里感恩敬拜也行。
Besides God's omnipresence, so we can worship Him in our home.
呀，更何况耶稣曾经医治这么多人，又那么忙，怎么会记得你呢？
Besides Jesus healed so many and He was so busy, He probably wouldn't remember you.
说不定我去的时候，人家还会嘲笑你多此一举，浪费时间。
Perhaps mocked you for wasting your time.
但唯一这一位，只有这一位坚持要回来耶稣的面前来做见证，归荣耀给神。
And this is the only one insists on returning to give thanks.
而且他是大声的归荣耀与神，这需要很大的勇气。
And praise the Lord in loud voice. That requires chutzpah.
同样在今天的世代当中，当你意见与众不同的时候，你的确需要一份超然的勇气。
In this day and age, if your opinion is politically incorrect, you need extra courage.
例如，当别人正在嘲笑你，现在是什么世代了？你还在读那一本老旧的圣经啊？
When people are mocking you, it's 21st century, the Bible is passé.
另外，还有人在嘲笑你，现在在固守，你还在固守那个传统婚姻的价值，那一夫一妻、一男一女、一生一世的坚持。
And teasing you about marriage, it's no longer husband and wife.A man and a woman, lifetime together.
这时候你需要勇气来表明你的立场。
So you need courage to insist where you stand.
当别的同学周末都跑去狂逛街狂欢，你还坚持上教会吗？
When your friends party and entertaining during weekend, and you insist on going to church.
这时候你也需要勇气来持续你的信念，这很不容易的。
You need courage to sustain your faith. It's not easy.
你看看当年十二位探子当中，两位意见不同，他们有勇气来坚持他们的理念，但是这两位还可以互相支持作伴。
So when Moses sent out 12 to scout the promised land, only two of different opinion, they have courage to insist their own opinion, but at least they support each other.
那两位还可以支持作伴，他们都还要被拿石头打耶，这个不容易耶。
They were almost stoned, so it's not easy.
但这一位只有一位啊，只有一位这个得洁净的这个麻风病人，只有一位坚持回来感恩。
But this is the only one leper returned to give thanks.
没有人支持作伴，这个更不容易做到的。
No other to support him. It's even more difficult.
但是这一个人相信啊，这些人太容易窃取神的荣耀。
But he believed man is easy to steal the glory from God.
他今天能够得到医治，完全是神的大能作为，神应当得到一切的荣耀。
So he was healed by Jesus' power, so glory should be God alone.
假如他不回去将病得医治的见证说出来，别人怎么会知道？以为是祭司的这个查看的时候才得医治的，所以功劳要归给祭司啊。
If he hasn't returned to give thanks, so how would people know that God healed him? Instead, probably gave credit to the priest.Declare he was cleansed.
如何能够将荣耀归给神？说不定都归给别人呢、啊，都归给人呢、啊。
So it's easy to give credit to men instead of God.
因为当他们跟耶稣说话的时候，他们还没得医治嘛。当他们去见医师查看的时候，哎，就得医治了。哦，这个明明是这个祭司，这个法力无边的，所以自见祭司的时候才得医治，很容易就把荣耀归给人呐、啊。
So when they spoke with Jesus, they were not yet healed. Only when he saw the priest show them to the priest, then they were healed.
其实我们今天也做常在做同样的事情。
So we're doing the same thing nowadays.
例如说，我们得了重病。
If we have a serious disease.
啊，可能我们借着医生的医治，我们就说，哇，这医生的医术高明，救了我一命。
And doctor cured the disease, then we give credit to the physician.
但事实上，真的是这样吗？
Is that really so?
若有朋友推荐一个秘方，一个草药，吃了有效，说哇，这个朋友是我的救命恩人啊。
Or maybe a friend recommend herbal medicine and it works.
因为他救我一命啊。
So I was saved by this friend.
但事实上真的是这样吗？
Is that really so?
但不知道掌管生命的是神而不是人啊。
Sometimes we forget God in charge of our life.
所以难怪很容易就将荣耀归给人，而不是归给神。
So it's easy to give credit to man instead of God.
因此，一个有感恩生命的人，应当要有勇气来见证主，而不要在乎别人的眼光如何看我们。
So live a life of thanksgiving. We should be bold in witness for God.
我们只要在乎神是如何看我们的就够了。
Doesn't matter how other people think about us. Only matter how God think of us.
所以虽然过去我们因为犯罪而亏缺了神的荣耀，但是现在我们要竭尽所能的让神得到他应当得的荣耀，也就是说我们要为主活出一个勇敢可以荣耀神的生命，这就是我们基督徒所要恢复的生命。
We all sin and fell short of God's glory, so we should strive to give glory to God and live a brave life to glorify God. That's the life we need to restore.
第二方面呢，我们要学的是要谦卑降服主，因为人处在卑微的地位。
Second, humbly surrender to the Lord, man in lowly position.
我们来读第十六节好吗？
So let's read verses 16 together.
请。
He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan.
好，这一个人呢，他回来感恩，你看见他这个行动，他的态度是何等的谦卑。他俯伏在耶稣脚前来感谢，这是一则很不容易的跨越。
So when he returned, you can see how humble his action and attitude. He threw himself down at Jesus' feet. It's difficult to step over.
因为我们有可能有勇气为主做见证，但是我们不容易让自己降卑到一个地步，在众目睽睽之下。将自己尊贵的身体俯伏在耶稣的脚前。
So even though we have the courage to witness for God, but we don't humble ourselves to the point that in public lowers yourself.
我们做见证的时候，我们都希望站在高高的讲台上，不是吗？
So we like to give.
但是这个人是跪在脚耶稣的脚前，脚代表是最肮脏的。表示在耶稣面前，他连靠近那最肮脏的脚，他都觉得不配，这就是谦卑。
So instead of on the podium, he threw himself at the feet. Feet is the dirtiest part of our body, so means we're so unworthy even in front of Jesus.
当耶稣特别强调这人是撒玛利亚人，我相信有一个特别的目的。
Jesus singled out this person as Samaritan for a special purpose.
我们都知道，当时撒玛利亚人是被犹太人看不起的。
So Jew despised Samaritan.
认为他们与外族人通婚是杂种啊。
So they intermarry with Gentiles as hybrid.
所以鄙视他们到一个地步，不仅不与他们交往做朋友而已，连他们要经过都愿意宁愿绕道而行，也不愿意经过他们的城镇。
They despise so much, not only nothing to do with them, and rather take a detour than going through their village.
可见撒玛利亚人在犹太人的面前的地位是多么被看不起、被羞辱，他们心中的痛楚、伤害也不是言语能够形容的。
So Samaritan was despised upon and hurt so indescribable.
让我们来将心比心，我们来想象一下， 在中国近代历史当中，同样我们也曾经有一段时期是我们 国人面对一个最大羞辱的。
In modern history, China suffered humiliation.
就是在八国联军侵入中国的时候，当时中国招架不住，给外国人设立了很多租界。
So during the Boxer Rebellion, they were defeated by Alliance of Eight Nations.
那在租界里面有许多的公园，公园的门口就写一个牌子，狗跟中国人不能够入内。
So China gave up many concessions. In the concession area, there are many parks at the door, at the gate. There were big signs, dogs and Chinese not allowed.
这对中国人来讲是一个相当大的羞辱。
That's tremendous humiliation.
不过这却也激起了中国人的士气，期待有朝一日中国能够强盛，可以扬眉吐气，能够在世界舞台令人刮目相看。
So it stirred up the nationalism among Chinese in the hope to regain stature on world stage.
果然，我们看见今天中国终于在世界抬头了。
Now it's happening now. We are presently entering China's century.
连川普都非常的害怕。
So even Trump afraid China.
但你仔细想看看，当我们被人轻看、被歧视的时候，这不但不会轻，我们不会轻看自己，觉得自己没用，反而我们会化悲痛为力量，会更加的努力来证明我们更有价值、更有尊严的，对吗？
So when despised and discriminated against, instead of self-pity, but using the slight as driving force to prove our self-worth and dignity.
所以我相信这位撒玛利亚人心中的想法也是应该如此的。
So I think in the same token, that's how the Samaritan think.
在背负沉重的这历史包袱，就算他再怎么样被看不起，他也似乎没有志气，毫无尊严的回来犹太人面前来俯伏在一个犹太人面前来再一次接受羞辱，这个有点不可思议吧。
So it's so unthinkable, he burdened with past history despite upon it was so unthinkable for this Samaritan to return, throw himself at Jesus' feet, equivalent to be humiliated again.
就算 当时有十位麻风病得到医治，就算当中有人回来感恩，怎么样也不敢相信说这一人就是最不可能回来的，最有理由不回来的这个撒玛利亚人。
So among the 10 lepers healed, this Samaritan should be the last to return to give thanks.
这就是为什么耶稣要特别强调这人是撒玛利亚人的目的。
That's why Jesus singled out this Samaritan.
乃是说明说他是如何先认识自己卑微的地步，他才能够谦卑。
Because he recognized his lowly status so that he can humble himself.
因为我们每一个人其实都有某方面的自信，甚至是骄傲。
So we all have self-confidence and pride.
而真正的谦卑乃是要做到完全的舍己，也就是拒绝自己。
The truly humble self is to deny yourself.
舍己并非错误的贬低自我价值，乃是在神面前拒绝你心中任何的反抗与不满，拒绝你心中任何的坚持与主见，完全降服于主。
Denying yourself is not wrongly lower your self-esteem, but recognize your own plight, your unworthiness as dirt, as God's mercy, and in no position for any bargain or revolt.
所以在这之前，你要先认识自己的光景，因为当你意识到自己所处的那不配的地位，原来只不过像个尘土啊，那微不足道，那样不堪一击，完全是因为神的怜悯。
So you have to understand our unworthiness as dirt, because it's God's mercy.
因为我们凭什么来跟神条件？我们没有什么资格来跟神反抗的。
So we're in no position to bargain with God or revolt against Him.
圣经记载了一个法利赛人的感恩的行动。
There's another story about Pharisee's action about Thanksgiving.
他不断的固定进食祷告，每一周，而且忠实的守十一奉献，而且他的祷告充满了感恩啊。
He fast and tithes and pray to give thanks.
啊，这个祷告是这样子的。
So you can see.
我们一起来读路加福音十八章十一节，好吗？
It's Luke chapter 18, verses 11 to 12.
好，预备，来。
The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I am not like the other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get.
你看他这个感恩的祷告，他是有感恩的行动哦，但是他这个感恩的行动呢，却成为一个控告别人、荣耀自己的机会。
So look at his prayer. It's an action of thanksgiving, but it was accusing others, glorifying himself.
那是因为他不知道自己已经处在那种属灵骄傲的地位，感恩的态度错了，感恩的生命就错了。
He didn't realize he was so spiritually proud. It's a wrong attitude to give thanks. It's not a life of thanksgiving.
所以这样的一个生命呢，不是耶稣所期待的那种感恩的生命。
So such life is not what's expected by Jesus.
这就是为什么在这一段圣经之前，耶稣又提到另外一个比喻。
So Jesus talked about the other parable.
在路加福音十七章第十节。
So that's in Luke chapter 17, verses 10.
让我们再一次来恭读，预备，请。
So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, we are unworthy servant, we have only done our duty.
这节经文呢，说明我们的地位光景，原来只是无用的仆人。
So our position is just unworthy servants.
我们所做的一切都是应该的。
We have only done our duty.
我们看见这位撒玛利亚人，他才会有这样的跨越。
So that's why this Samaritan stepping up.
当耶稣在这里特别强调这个撒玛利亚人的用意，我相信并不是耶稣要刻意表扬他。
That's why Jesus singled out this Samaritan not only to praise him.
乃是耶稣期待我们也应当如此行，来恢复我们感恩的生命。
And also expects us to act as such to restore our life of thanksgiving.
最后一方面。
Lastly,
我们要敏锐体贴主，因为主期待我们都有感恩的行动。
Be sensitive to God's will. The Lord expects actions of thanksgiving.
让我们一起来读第十八节。
Let's read verses 18 together. Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?
好，当耶稣说除了这外族人，再也没有人回来归荣耀与神吗？请问耶稣是在称许这位外族人，还是在质询这位外族人呢？
So when Jesus asked him, how come no one returned to give thanks to the Lord? Was Jesus praising him or interrogating him?
Yeah, 我相信都不是的。
I think it was neither.
我对这句话的理解是这样子的。
My explanation was as follows.
耶稣有一个期待。
Jesus expects something.
就是希望十位，每一位都回来归荣耀给神，但结果只有一位回来。
He expects all ten to return give thanks, but only one returned.
虽然只有一位，但他仍不死心。
Even only one returned,
所以他就说
he did not give up.
所以他说除了这一位之后还有没有啊？
So he said, anyone else?
但耶稣呢，为什么不因为有一个回来了，哎，就满意了呢？
Why Jesus was not satisfied with just one returned?
其实这就像我们参加布道会时候最后的呼召。讲员呢总会语重心长的来发出邀请，还有没有人要信耶稣的？还有没有？还有没有
？So just like when we attending an evangelical meeting toward the end, there was a calling by the speaker. He kept asking, "Anyone else? Anyone else?"
那好，喊了老半天，哎，总算有人举手了。他会不会说，哇，太高兴了，太好了，太值得了，太感动了，太值回票价了？
So if someone raised a hand, he was so pleased and he said, oh, it's so worthy, so that's good enough.
一位得救啊，天上天使都要大的欢喜快乐了，我们这样就满意了。
Because all the angels rejoice, even one gets saved.
我相信就算有一个，已经有一个举手愿意相信耶稣了，我相信讲员还会继续问，还有没有？
Even just one raised a hand, the speaker will continue to ask, anyone else? Anyone else?
为什么这讲员不会满意呢？不会满足呢？
Why the speaker not satisfied?
因为这不是拍卖产品呐，只要有买主顺利卖出去就好了。这是一种感恩的一个给予。
This is not about auction making a sale, because it's a giving of the grace and salvation.
感谢主的恩典啊，我们可以体会这样一个讲员的心，多么希望能够救一个算一个，这就是一种爱的期许，永不停止，永不满足，除非所有的人都得救。
So we can understand the heart of speaker, hope more get saved, so never satisfied. That's expectation of love.
这就是从讲员内心深处所发出的邀请与呼召，希望人人都能够得享救恩。
This is invitation and calling from deep within, hoping everybody can enjoy the salvation.
那你想，我们人都会有这样爱的期许，那更何况那一位深爱我们的主？
So even a human speaker shows such love. What about the God that loves us?
所以回来，回到主面前，不但是主的期许，它更是一种对人爱的呼召啊。
So coming back is not just God's expectation, it's a calling from love, from God.
对我们永不满足，除非我们都能够回到他的怀抱当中啊。
So Jesus will never satisfy until all respond and return to him.
耶稣巴不得每一个人都回来，都回应他的期待与呼召，都成为有感恩生命的人。
Jesus wished everyone respond to his calling and expectation to live a life of thanksgiving.
都能有感恩的行动，回到他的面前来，借此表明你有一个感恩的生命。
And show the action of thanksgiving and live a life of thanksgiving.
这样我们就是能够体贴明白神的心意，回应那爱的呼召，来满足神对我们那份爱的期许。
This is about sensitive about God's heart responding to his calling of love.And fulfill his expectation of love from God.
圣经呢曾经记载另外一个故事，是关于一个人对神感恩的行动。
So there's another story in Bible about the action of thanksgiving.
他就是很敏锐的体贴主的需要。
And about sensitive to God's heart.
那耶稣呢就对这个人说这样的一个话。
So that's what Jesus said.
这是我们很熟悉的啊，这个玛利亚选择上好福。我们一起来读这段经节，记载在路加福音十章四十一到四十二节。
So this is in Luke chapter 10, verses 41 and 42.
来
，Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, "You are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it was not taken away from her."
好，这段故事呢是发生耶稣要被钉十字架之前的不久。当时他来到马大跟玛利亚这对姐妹的家里。
This has happened shortly before the crucifixion, and Jesus visit Martha and Mary's home.
那这个家庭很特别啊，因为耶稣曾经医治他唯一的弟弟拉撒路，让他从死里复活。
It's a special family because Jesus revived their only brother Lazarus from death.
那肯定他们有很多大大感恩的行动啊，这是我们。这是我们这个马家哈，姓马，马大玛利亚哈的这个唯一的这个香火继承人啊，这个是我、哦、最宝贝的弟弟，这怎么可以这一死掉呢？结果耶稣就把他救活了，对他们来讲，心中有多大的感恩啊
！It's so precious that revived his only brother, so of course they want to give thanks.
但是你知道马这个马大呢，为了要表达对主的感恩，他怎么做？他很热烈的招待啊，热情丰盛，热情的以美味佳肴来招待耶稣，来表达对主的敬爱，对主的感恩。
So Martha showed his thanksgiving through hospitality, preparing a banquet.
所以他在厨房里面忙忙碌碌，忙忙碌碌，在那里忙来忙去啊，甚至后来看见妹妹在那里都不帮忙，心中就不高兴了。
So he was busy in the kitchen, even upset that his sister Mary did not help her.
那玛利亚就不一样了，她很敏锐的知道耶稣，并且体贴耶稣的心意，因为她知道耶稣就要被钉十字架了，肯定未来能够与耶稣相处的机会不多了。
So Mary is different. He's sensitive to Jesus' heart, and Jesus said he was going to be crucified, so he knows there's limited opportunity for her to be with Jesus.
所以她赶紧，她把握机会，要多听主的道。于是她选择什么事都不做，现在放下所有的事情，把握这样的机会，就乖乖的在耶稣脚前，俯伏在他脚前，在那里听耶稣讲道。
So he chose to get every opportunity to be with Jesus. So he decided not to do anything else, but sat at the foot of Jesus, listening to his preaching.
那耶稣呢？最后竟然称赞玛利亚，说他是选择那上好的福分。而不是夸奖那位勤快的姐姐。
Jesus praised Mary that he chose the better one instead of praising his sister's hospitality.
这很奇怪哈、哦，在人看来，马大 这样勤快忙碌服侍主，表明他被对主的感恩，他应该受到表扬才对。但是那位在人看起来似乎是懒惰什么事都不做的玛利亚，竟然是他受到表扬，好奇怪啊。
You meant we should praise Martha because her service. Instead, Jesus praise seemed to be very lazy Mary.
为什么会这样子呢？
Why so?
因为他敏锐体贴主，他明白，他明白，玛利亚明白，这是主耶稣所期待的一个行动。
Because she was sensitive about Jesus' heart, she understood that's what Jesus expects, the action of thanksgiving.
今天我们作为一个感恩的人，我们同样也应当是满足知道主的期待，而不是我们自己的期待。
So as a person giving thanks, we should know what expected from God instead of ourselves.
我们不应当用我们自己的方式来表达感恩，就像那九位得医治却没有回来的归荣耀给神的。
We shouldn't give thanks according to our own idea, just like the nine did not return to give thanks to the Lord.
可能他们并不是因为忘恩负义的人，只是他们用自己的方式来表达他们的感恩，而不是活出一个感恩的生命。
Not because they were ungrateful, but they lived their own way of thanksgiving instead of a life of thanksgiving.
他们唯一的问题就是没有体贴主的心意，没有满足神的期待。
So they were not after God's heart, didn't know what God expected. Of them.
今天同样的，我们每一位基督徒也应当要恢复一个感恩的一个生命，感恩的行动，也是要回到神的心意。
So as Christian, we need to restore the life of thanksgiving to know God's heart.
最后，我们知道神给我们的生命中太多太多的恩典。
So God gave so many grace in our life.
我们也应当都有回应他一个感恩的行动。
So we should respond to our blessing.
我们要如何来感恩，来向他感恩呢？ So、我相信我们应当要恢复我们有一个感恩的生命。
So how should we respond? We should restore a light of thanksgiving.
我最近得到一份可靠的消息。
According to reliable source,
就是在尔湾地区，在未来五年当中会增加大概三万个华人。
So in the next 5 years in Irvine, there will be 30,000 more Chinese.
你想看看这个数字是全美国唯一华人增长最快的城市。
So this is a fastest growing city for Chinese in America.
而且这也是神给我们一个特别的机会，让我们可以来表达对他的感恩。
So this is a special opportunity that God gave us to express thanks to Him.
因为这就是他把我们召聚在这里，建立他荣耀教会的目的。
That's why God called us to be here to establish this church.
我们来想象一下，假设这三万人，我们只得着最少最少1%好了，1%，我们教会就超过300人了。
If we convert 1% of the 30,000 into our church, then our congregation will be more than 300.
我们只要能够得着3%就好了，3%。一点点，好，3%，我们教会就破千人了。
If 3,000 will be over 1,000,
我们不像啊，有一些教会都很夸口，我们至少要得到一半，或是我们要全部都得着。我想我们可能没有这样的勇气跟信心。不过我们只要1%、3%，我想这不是遥不可及的梦想，而在于你愿不愿意回应主的呼召。
So 1% and 3% is not an unreachable dream. It's all about us.Willing to respond to God's calling.
我相信神的爱也临到这一片所有的华人，所有的每一个，因为神爱每一个人。
Because God loves everyone, so love every Chinese here.
如果神定义要让他们得救，总会让他们得救的。
So God will save them if it's meant to be.
所以在预备我们这一波复兴的浪潮当中，我们有没有这样行动的尾声来挑战自己呢？
So we should ride this wave of revival and commit ourselves to challenge ourselves.
而是让还是呢，让我们的生命就这样虚度了啊，就这样遗憾了，然后就眼睁睁的看着别人他们这一个一个得救，然后我们都自己都没有份吗？
So instead of wasting our life away, have no part in their revival.
那想一想，我们每一个人的生命，事实上我们就正如跟这些得麻风病一样啊，这些被主 蒙恩被主医治的那其中一个。
So reflecting on our life, we're just like leper cleansed by Jesus.
因为我们过去不就是发现我们生命没有盼望，直到我们被主得着了，我们生命才充满了改变，不是吗？
So we were hopeless until God changed our life.
可是我们却不珍惜，我们却像那九位一样，我们用自己的方法仍在在这里。虽然我们不能说忘恩负义，可是我们还是在过自己的日子，不是吗？
So we're not cherished the changed life, living our own life.
所以当耶稣说那九个在哪里呢？其实我相信耶稣也是在挑战我们每一个人，仿佛对我们每一个人发出一个呼召，因为我们也正在当中，那九个在哪里呢？
So when Jesus asked where the other nine, that's challenging us as well.
我相信我们就像那九个的其中一个。
We're just like one of the nine.
我们可能还没有活出一个感恩的生命，我们还是自私的觉得神的恩典是理所当然的。
So we haven't lived a life of giving thanks.
我们可能仍然用自己的方法、自己的方式在表达感恩。
Selfishly taking things for granted and giving thanks in our own way.
我们有在服侍就够了，我们有私下祷告、默祷、感谢神就够了。我们有金钱奉献，我们有禁食祷告，我们有我们有说个见证，我们有任何感恩行动，而且就够了。
So silent prayer, tithes, fasting, giving testimony. That's enough action for thanksgiving.
其实神更期待的乃是你要活出一个感恩的生命。成为一个真实感恩的人。
But God expects more to live a life of thanksgiving, to be a person really give thanks.
Yeah, 好不好？让我们一起都来恢复这种感恩的生命，来回应神的爱，好吗？
Let's together restore the life of thanksgiving, like respond to God's love.
好不好？
Good.
让我们一起来起立，我们来回应，我们来唱这首主耶稣我爱你，来回应他的爱。
So let's rise and sing hymn 333.